You mentioned in an interview that they asked you for a mistake that you made that you learned from.
Oh, God.
And you gave five, but the one that
I'm surprised it was only five.
Yeah. You're like, I made five. Here you go. And the first one was never pitch in sandals.
Yes.
What was the story behind that?
It was at Karmarama. I'd just split up with the guy I'd set it up with. He'd just gone. Yeah. I remember I didn't know whether I was having a shit shave or a haircut. And it was one of those sort of summers where I just thought, fuck, you know, we're back to square one again. We'd been going like 4 years, scrabbled hard to get off the beach, fell back down again, went from 30 people down to 9, had to start rebuilding it. It was like real start again time. Yeah. And if you've ever been in that situation, it's not a nice place to be because you're like, God, I'm going to repeat all the things I did 5 years ago and then really hope that they work out again. Yeah. I had a lot of pride, which was, you know, I wanted to show the guy that we'd parted company with that we could do it better than he could. Mm-hmm. And, I remember literally the minute he left, it felt like the sun came out, you know, psychologically, because he had a very distinct way of working and it wasn't really the way I like to work. And, you know, he's fucking good at what he does, but we just weren't chemically right after a long period of time. And I think the business needed to adapt and change. And literally the day after, or about a week after he'd gone, we got a phone call saying, what are you doing this afternoon? And I was like, well, we're just at work. Who is this? And I said, I'm a bloke and I work for a company called First Choice Holidays. And we want to come in and meet you. And we're meeting some agencies and we're just wondering what you're doing this afternoon. And I'm like, well, dude, you know, give us a bit of warning. Do you want a presentation? No, I just want to come in and have a chat, see what you're all about. I was wearing sandals and shorts and a t-shirt because I didn't have any meetings that day. And this guy came in with the chairman of First Choice Holidays. So this bloke comes in and he's all like, he's a proper kind of East London kind of, you know, he's an older bloke, but he's kind of, you know, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
And he's taking the piss out of me and he's saying, who do you support? And we're having a laugh. And I said, Chelsea. And he was Tottenham. And he was saying, you're going
to Chelsea.
Tottenham. And he's, you know, Tottenham are this, Tottenham are that, Chelsea are shit. You're wearing sandals. And he was just bantering. We had a real laugh. And the chemistry between us was really good. And I thought, wow, this is an amazing meeting. What a chance to suddenly find ourselves doing nothing on a Wednesday afternoon to suddenly we could be pitching for this £10 million bit of business. And I seem to be getting on like a house on fire with this bloke. And he said, as his end point was, please wear those sandals at the pitch, mate. And I was like, fucking right, I'm gonna do that. And so we did the pitch, we had all the work, and I remember it started off really bad because I had sandals on, and we went on the train and I was like, and I remember the planner that was going to present the work, the strategy part of the pitch, had literally a mental breakdown and started crying and said she couldn't do it, and it was all starting to unravel. And I suddenly started getting the fear and thinking, shit man, sandals is a bad idea. And then hoping that there'd be a shop at the station where I could East Grinstead or something. There's no shoe shop in there isn't even a shoe shop in East Grinstead, let alone at the train station. And there wasn't one at the client's office, so I was fucked. And I remember going, oh God, this is just going to be so bad. And went in there with a huge pile of work, and suddenly went into the room thinking it was going to be quite an intimate thing, like the chairman and maybe the bloke that we'd met and a couple of other people. And it was like 40 people all in suits.
No.
And I tip up in a pair of Birkies and, you know, like a polo shirt, looking like I've literally stepped off, a beach somewhere. It was a holiday vibe, but they didn't buy it. And I just thought, wow, I just read this so wrong.
Yeah.
And then I looked at the bloke who'd said, are you going to wear the sandals? And he was literally shaking his head, just going, you fucking muppet.
Yeah, he's just finding
out. And I was like, oh God. And then we had to present all the work. And I remember I was panicking and flustering, and we had a big pile of boards that I had to present a TV script, and all the boards were relevant images for each frame as I was going to read it, and I'd flip them and I'd drop them all on the floor and then try to pick them all up, hoping that they'd all be in the right order, and they weren't.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, they never were going to be in the right order, and I was just reading it, and it was just a fucking disaster. It was an absolute disaster. It ended up being called Black Wednesday that day.
No, okay.
Never. It was just the worst meeting I've ever been in. And I suppose never pitching in sandals, I can't think of anybody else who's dumb enough to try and do that. It was a chapter in the book, which was just about, there are things that I'm going to think that I think at the time were a good idea.
Yeah.
You just don't have to do that.
No. I did think, I looked and I was like, and it was the first one. So I was like, That one's hit Dave like straight away.
Yeah, man. I mean, I've done, like, I mean, I'm surprised it was only five because I've done hundreds of stupid things like that. But the sandals was, yeah, that was a dark, dark day.